Good morning, everybody. This is your brother, Van Silk. Not in my house with Van Silk on Spotify for podcasting. How y'all doing this morning? Well, here it is, 4:31 a.m. Thursday morning. I'm up working. But I wanted to talk about something that's totally different. As I was speaking upon last week of how ESPN had let go people like Max Kellerman and Jeff Van Gundy and Jalen Rose and Max Kellerman and Keyshawn Johnson. I might have said Max Kellerman's name twice. You know, Vince Carter, just in different sectors of ESPN sports, people with jobs were removed, 20 on their personalities. But as I was saying before, in this day and age of streaming, you can create your own platform if you have a name in sports and probably do well for yourself if you build your base up. Pat McAfee did exactly that, and that's why he was awarded a big contract at ESPN. But you have other shows out here. I don't know what Shannon Sharpe is going to do with Club Shay Shay because it just wasn't only sports. He talked to entertainment. I don't know which direction Gilbert Arenas' show is going to go or if Matt Barnes and Steven Jackson still have their show called Up in Smoke. But I have noticed that Chad Ochocinco looks like he's trying to get into this space, which I think he will do well because he has a great personality. But I'm gonna tell you, I'm gonna tell these players again. Stop looking for a sponsor and take some of your money and put it into there. Invest in yourself. Become 100% owner of your own product. It's called content. It's called intellectual properties. Do what Stephen A. Smith is doing right now, even though it's carried by FanDuel. With Stephen A. Smith that you see on ESPN, it's definitely not the Stephen A. Smith on the Stephen A. Smith show on YouTube. Totally different. Now, he's the same Stephen A. Smith, but I love the topics. I go on his YouTube page. I go on his Instagram page. And I love the topics. I love the directions. I love the way of his aggressiveness seemed like he's just a little more aggressive on his Stephen A. Smith show. Now, I'm going to tell y'all something. You never know what happens in this business and when you're the next one to get chopped because everything runs about numbers. It's about numbers. Right now, Stephen A. Smith is sitting on 4.5 million followers. Okay, so you figure, on an average, even if a lot of his followers on Instagram translate to YouTube, he should be able to do 300,000 to 400,000 views per episode. And I'm going to say this. You might hear some noise in a minute. But let's not forget the rapper Cameron and Mace. It is what it is. Seeing like, and Marcellus Wiley, but it is what it is. Seeing like, if the temperament get right, and if the wording of certain words you can't use get right, then we're gonna have a problem because Cameron the Mace show is averaging 300,000 to 400,000. Views per episode. They went as high as 900,000 with Stephen A. Smith. Now, I'm just saying, you have to watch what's going on out here. And if we don't watch what's going on, if we don't watch what's going on, because Stephen A. Smith right now is sitting on 200,000 let me see, 264,000 subscribers on his YouTube channel. Now, his YouTube channel, I'm looking at numbers. He's building up his numbers. One, they're averaging about, okay, depending on, okay, long form shows are doing like 70 to 80,000. Because I know what he's doing. He's breaking down the shows into smaller increments to have more content. Okay. It's 45,000 views on when he talked to Chris Christie's 29,000 views a day ago. So he built his numbers up. You know, he's definitely building his numbers up because you have to get those subscribers. You have to get those subscribers to the channel. Y'all have to excuse the back noise. I was just bringing in the Stephen A. Smith show. But let me see if you want to hear a little bit of the Stephen A. Smith show on YouTube. And I hold on right second.
Player from Kentucky in the NBA. I love putting y'all on the spot. I love asking Kentucky players this question on the spot. Because there are a plenty. Your favorite NBA player that came from the University of Kentucky, past or present, who would that be?
Wow, that's really, you put me on the spot.
Yes, I am.
It's a toss-up, and it's Rajon Rondo or Jamal Mashburn. Those two guys are mine.
Now, I was Stephen A. Smith talking to Rex Chapman on the Stephen A. Smith show. And this is, I'm trying to tell you people, this is where the direction is, creating your own platform. Don't let nobody sit up here and tell you that it can't be done, because it can be done. And all I'm just saying is, the game's going to change. The game is going to change. And I can't wait to allow these guys to independently do their own shows. The Stephen A. Smith Show, you can go on YouTube, Stephen A. Smith Show. You can go on Instagram, Stephen A. Smith Show. Y'all had to pardon me for a little bit of the interruption. I was on YouTube. You know, YouTube got these commercials, and you got trying to bypass the commercials. But I check out the Stephen A. Smith Show more now than I will check. I'm not even watching First Take. I'm going straight to his channel to watch the other stuff. This is Van Silk, not in my house. It's another day, another piece of information. Like Marlon Stanfield say, it's only one way. I'm out.